Members of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs have toured three regions to find out more about the disbursement of the contingency fund released to compensate owners of poultry farms affected by bird flu in April last year. A member of the committee, Bryce Demoji, told Radio Ghana that the country needs to boost the broiler industry, processing and hatchery to provide affordable chicken for Ghanaians. He spoke to George Ankra.
When the bird flu issue came up in this country, I'm a chairman of the Committee of Parliamentary Select Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, made a statement on the floor with regard to the bird flu menace in the country. As a result of that statement, the Parliamentary Select Committee came up with a proposal, and through that proposal and the report, Parliament authorized a release of a certain amount of money from the contingency fund. The first time in the history of this country that Parliament exercised that power to release that money to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to manage, combat, educate, and, for want of a better word, manage the bird flu menace in this country. As a Parliamentary Select Committee, our responsibility is to ensure that that money that was released to the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is efficiently and effectively utilized for the intended purpose. We, as a committee, decided to tour the various regions in this country to find out how efficiently the money that is allocated to the Ministry of Food Agriculture is utilized with regard to the management of the bird flu menace. And we went through three regions, precisely Greater Accra Region, Eastern Region, and Ashanti Region.
What would you say were your observations so far with respect to the payment of compensation to the affected farms?
Almost all the farms that we visited were compensated according to the formula that was adopted. So with regard to compensation, there is no problem at all. But in the area of other logistics, which we proposed with regard to the motorbikes for the veterinary offices, expansion of the staff, and then the equipment, those are yet to be procured for the regional labs. But in the area of compensation, I think it was well taken care of.